website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
You're listening to The Truth, 91.7.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion we have right here each and every day on Let's Face the Issues. We're delighted that you've joined us, and a little later after a brief monologue, we're going to open our telephone lines and invite you to dial in. 904-831-0917 is our telephone number, 904-831-0917. But talking about an issue today that sounds a little odd for the particular condition that America's in. But you know the song, America the Beautiful. I love that song. I love to have anything that we can do singing, praising God for the gifts, talents, and abilities He has provided through our founding fathers to give us the liberty and the freedoms that we have and that we enjoy so much today. We're going to talk about some of the events that's taken place in America. And we'll be interviewing a dear lady today that was one of the guests at the Rededicate America 250 in D.C. just a few weeks ago. We'll be interviewing her, asking her opinion, thoughts, and takeaways from that meeting and what it's done and what she believes it should do in changing lives. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34, where the Bible says, righteousness, and that is rightness before God, righteousness exalted, that means to lift up, to glorify, to honor a nation, but sin is a reproach, a dishonor, a shame, an insult to any people. And then in Proverbs 29:2, the Bible says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And I think we can see two sides of the same coin today and recognize that that is a major, major issue in our great nation today. I believe it's time that we recognize what God has given us, the blessings, the freedoms, the liberties we have. And as Christians, be willing to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen in the defense of what God has given us. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Jesus said to his disciples in John 8:31-32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Let me give a little brief parenthetical footnote to that. Jesus says, if you continue in my word, it is then, he says, you're my disciples indeed. That word indeed means truly. A true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ will remain in the word of God. And then Jesus continues, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. John 17:17, the declaration is made, a declaratory statement are made about the word of God. Thy word is truth. Psalms 117 says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. That's a pretty good period of time. That's a soft pillow to place your head on, the realization that the truth of the Lord endures forever. However, ladies and gentlemen, just as the secularist George Orwell said in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, Orwell said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we find that to be factual today. We find those on the left side of the aisle in particular that will remonstrate against truth. We're witnessing today in the state of Maine a liberal rank liberal, Marxist, socialist, communist-inspired individual that's running for office. Vile background. And yet we find those citizens in Maine that embracing him as a candidate for office. That should indicate to us and let us understand the moral declension that we're in as a nation. We need to recognize the need to stand on truth. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. Headline says, DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. In part, DeMint said, truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, DeMint says, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing the great apostasy that the Scripture warns us about in the last days, the falling away. There needs to be revival in America, and revival cannot take place unless we turn back to God, turn back to the Word of God, and honor God in our lives individually. You remember in the little book of Nehemiah, the first chapter, the first 10 verses in particular, Nehemiah is praying for his nation. He is praying and confessing personal sin and national sins and asking God to give him victory as he goes back to Jerusalem to rebuild the walls. I believe it's time that we do that as Americans. I believe it's time that we take that kind of stand. And yet I'm reading an excerpt from a survey that was done just a little over a year ago. It says, most younger Americans say there's no such thing as absolute truth. The article begins with this statement. Webster's dictionary says truth is the body of real things, real events, real facts, actualities, the state of being, fact. And yet this article says that 55% of the millennials say that each person determines their own version of truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, love the truth, learn the truth, tell the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my call each and every day, that as Christians we recognize, learn, love, live, and stand for truth and be willing to defend truth even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for a Time. Tools for a Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for a Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for a Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for a Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how do I find that? It's right at the intersection of the I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. On the campus of Tools for a Time, there's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24/7. Find that flag at the flagpole. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for a Time. ToolsForATime.com. ToolsForATime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, as we approach the 250th birthday, can you imagine that? 250th birthday of America. I believe as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, we need to rejoice in the recognition and the realization that God has given us the liberties and freedoms that we have. Listen, government does not give us liberties and freedoms. God has given us these liberties and freedoms that we find codified in our Bill of Rights within our Constitution. I don't know about you, but I feel blessed and thankful each and every day. But ladies and gentlemen, our nation has truly been blessed of the Lord. But I'm persuaded, ladies and gentlemen, that although we live in a nation that we call the land of the free and the home of the brave, ladies and gentlemen, there's an element within America that's wanting to tear down and destroy our foundation. Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And I'm fearful, ladies and gentlemen, that we're witnessing the erosion the absolute controlled demolition of our foundation. That's the morals, ethics, and the values that America is built on. We're witnessing that today. We're witnessing the element, what I call demonic delusion and deceit, in full effort today to undermine the spiritual heritage in America. Yes, I understand there are those that will say, well, we're not a Christian nation, we're not built as a Christian nation, and therefore there's no need to worry about it and talk about it. Ladies and gentlemen, that is simply untrue. That is simply not a fact. We're built on the Judeo-Christian values as a nation, and I think it's time that we get back to those Judeo-Christian values as our foundation if we want to see it remain and not be eroded by the socialist, Marxist, communist that's on the left trying to destroy our nation. I believe we must be vigilant, ladies and gentlemen. I believe we need to take a stand today, especially as we enter into the election cycle. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you've heard me say before, at the risk of redundancy, I'll say again. Did you realize that the CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations, and the Muslim Brotherhood, they're bragging about the fact that they have over 1,100 Islamic candidates running for office in November? They're bragging about that fact. Incrementally, and absolutely what you would have to view as successfully, for the past 1,400 years, Islam has been gradually, incrementally taking control of the globe. And the global requirements is simply, through Islamic eyes, is to cause every human being to bow and to submit. In fact, Islam means submission. We're witnessing that taking place in New York and Michigan. We're witnessing that taking place in parts of Florida. You realize in Florida we've got over 500,000 Islamics in our state? Do you realize in the state of Texas we're finding the uprising with the mindset that they can take control? I'm saying all of these things to build the foundation and set the stage for where we're going today in our interview. We're witnessing these things taking place. And I believe as Americans, having never been under the thumb of socialism, communism, or Marxism, that somehow, some way, we do not really see what we have and the value of it. So today, ladies and gentlemen, our very special guest is Joanna Chan that is with us. I'm thankful that she's here. Joanna's from China, a nation that has no religious liberties, no freedoms whatsoever. Joanna has been in America for about 31 years now. And Joanna is an avid Christian serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Joanna, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward for your testimony, for what you have to say, and the challenge that you're going to give us as a result of being in the Rededicate 250 in D.C. just a few weeks ago. Thank you for joining us, Joanna.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be interviewed on your podcast, Let's Face the Issues. This is my fourth time in your studio. In the previous interviews, we discussed topics such as communism versus freedom. Mm-hmm. Who owns our children and the LGBTQ agenda in public schools? It is truly an honor to be here again. Joanne is the middle name I chose when I became a citizen of the United States of America in July 2011. I was born during China's Cultural Revolution as the second youngest of seven children and was raised under communism. During the first 24 years of my life, I have never heard the gospel, read the Bible, or known the true God. 31 years ago, I came to the United States. Everything changed. I faced many challenges, but God was leading me on a journey I could never have imagined. 2 years later, I became a Christian through faith in Jesus Christ and was the first believer in my entire family. That decision changed the direction of my life forever. Before coming to America, I was trained as a physician in China, specializing in schistosomiasis, a parasitic disease. After medical school, I worked in China for 2 years before coming to the United States of America. My education and experience told me discipline, perseverance, and hard work.
Amen.
Qualities that could help prepare me for the challenges ahead. I could summarize my 31 years of America in one sentence.
Okay.
It would be this. God brought me from Communist China to the United States so that I could know Jesus Christ, raise a family that honors him, serve his people, and faithfully share his truth wherever he needs me.
Amen. Joanne, I'm thankful that you're here. Ladies and gentlemen, I pray that you'll stay tuned, and it's my prayer that you'll call in. Ask Joanne questions in relationship to her passion for America and the freedom that we have and the liberties that God's given us. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Joanne, I think you probably touched on it a moment ago. I'd like for you to dig a little deeper and share with our listeners what causes you to have such a passion for America and the liberties and the freedoms that we have in America.
I am deeply concerned about America's future because I love this country and the people who lived here. As someone who born and raised in Communist China during the aftermath of the Cultural Revolution, I have seen what have happened when truth is suppressed and a society turned away from God. That experience had given me a deep appreciation for the freedom I now enjoy in America. America gave me not only opportunities, but also faith and family. Through God's grace, I came to know Jesus Christ shortly after arriving here. And I became the first believer, I already said so, in my
Amen.
Entire family. Mm-hmm. Since then, I have experienced the freedom to worship God, raise my children, and live out my faith openly. Because of this, I do not take this freedom for granted. I have a feeling that my brothers and sisters in the America church, in the American church, have not realized that persecution has come into the land of the freedom.
Yes.
In my humble opinion, our freedom in our daily lives given by God, according to the Constitution, has been taken away little by little. However, many of us may be aware of it and may just ignore it or not speak of it. Persecution is closing in on us step by step since the pandemic has begun, and even earlier than that. And don't think that persecution only happens in certain, like China, you know, the totalitarian countries. My concern today is not only social or political, but spiritual.
Absolutely. Well, Joanne, if you would, take a moment and let's dig a little deeper on that. When you talk about seeing what is happening in America, if I can just paraphrase what you said, you see that even among Christians, there's a lethargy. There's a no concern, seemingly, of the loss of liberties and freedoms. In fact, if I could give a little footnote myself, I see that most Christians have the philosophy that a lot of churches in America, we're a Christian nation, I don't need to worry about it, even though the liberties and freedoms are being crushed. We're finding today the LGBTQ agenda, the abortion agenda, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, seems to permeate. Do you find, do you sense, do you see, do you feel that somehow, some way, Christians have been anesthetized in some fashion, that they do not see what's happening? What do you think is the cause of what you see in that?
Yeah, thank you so much, Dr. Mblot. You already shared the scripture in Psalm 11:3. That's one of the Bible verses always popping up in my mind mm-hmm. all the time since 2020. Psalm 11:3 is one of them. Psalm 11:3 asks, if the foundation are destroyed, what can the righteous do? the foundation of our nation and our churches are being challenged. As Christians, we must return to God's word and live according to His truth. One lesson I have learned from both Communist China and America is that every society eventually revealed what is in the human heart. The problem is never merely political. The deeper problem is spiritual.
Yes. I think you're exactly right. One of the things that I want us to understand also, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Joanne. Joanne is from China. Joanne was brought up basically under communism with no liberties and no freedoms. Joanne, as we think about, and you just shared the text, one of the texts that you did not quote but that I look at, Psalms 33:12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And your feelings and your fears, what do you witness about some of the political leaders pushing for communism? Is it good or bad what you see taking place in relationship to that?
Since 2020, I put my boots on the ground in my Red County. I put a comma.
Amen.
On Red County, right after the 2020 election. I learned from all the volunteer work and experiences. At one point, human nature's goodness and weakness become fully realized. As far as history is concerned, it was during the Cultural Revolution in China.
Mm-hmm.
I see that the United States has not far behind nowadays.
Pause for a moment with your thoughts, Joanne. What do you mean we're not far behind what you know happened in the Cultural Revolution in China? How do you compare that? What are you saying to our listeners?
Dr. Youngblood, I just mentioned the goodness and the evil of our human nature.
Mm-hmm.
These two things, goodness and the evil of human nature, are fully realized and exposed in each corner of this land of America today. So we know that Ecclesiastes 1:9 says, there's nothing new under the sun, mm-hmm. right? And also, the more I get involved, the more witness I see. The world is like a big die vat. And that is certainly including politics. I think this is probably the reason why many righteous and godly Christians do not want to enter the political arena.
Mm-hmm.
Because the vat of politics is too deep, too dark, and too dirty. And there are too many stakes involved. I thought American politics might be more transparent with integrity, but it's not the reality.
We're finding, in fact, Joanne, and you touched on that, we're finding, as President Trump just said, in fact, they're now arguing with him in his face. President Trump said, and I quote his statement, I've got the articles researched just a few days ago. President Trump said, we have all of the evidence that the 2020 election, without any equivocation, was stolen, and that Joe Biden lost the election by a landslide. That's President Trump's statements. And now they're absolutely chewing on him. Where's the evidence? What's the evidence? And he's saying, I'm not going to produce it right now. I think you and I both understand what he's talking about. And as a result of that, you're saying that you see that the political arena is dark, deadly, dangerous, and generally untrue in its reality and what it's doing. Just as a little footnote, what, and you've stated it before, but restate that, what do you think is the cause? Why is it that in America, we see what's happening in other nations with socialism, Marxism, communism, etc., why is it that America seems to be wanting to embrace that rather than rejecting it? What are your thoughts on that?
My thought, I already mentioned, the problem is a hard issue. Just like God told Jeremiah in the Jeremiah book of Jeremiah, mm-hmm. 17, 9 to 10, says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. who can know it?
Mm-hmm.
But God knows everything. He searches the heart. He tests the mind. And even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doing. So I shared a video made at the beginning of January 2020, telling God that get out. It seems to answer my question on a spiritual level. Why has America fallen to this point? This is a question that every American needs to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Let that sink in. That's the question I post on my prayer channel since 2021. So I think every American has to reflect before God.
That's right.
And return to God's word. And then we can see the revival and the restoration in our nation.
Absolutely. And we talk about, and I say we, the populace in general, even as Christians, we talk about an election that we need to elect the right candidate. That's true. But it's not a candidate's, how would you say, electing the right candidate will not revolutionize America and change America, bring America back to God. It's going to take revival, and revival begins at the household of faith, at the church. So, Joanne, my question is, from your perspective and seeing it, do you see a falling away in the churches? Do you see a potential revival in the future? What do you see in the realm of bringing America back to God? Now, from a theological standpoint, and from an eschatological position in the prophetic future, according to my Bible, we're going to see a greater and greater falling away, a greater and greater reduction of Christian faith in America. In fact, in Luke 18:8, the Lord Jesus asked the question, will there be any faith when I return? Will there be any faith in the world when I return? And the answer to that, in the context of it, is an unequivocal no. And so we're witnessing that, and what makes me fearful, not because fear of something, understanding that God is in control, but what makes me anxious, fearful, and to recognize the need for a dramatic change in America is the fact that we have so many Christians that seem to be asleep, that seem to not understand the need to be revived. If my people, which are called my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and heal their land. Go ahead.
Yes, this is the scripture paragraph President Trump quoted, recited, read it. Maybe
yes.
You can say he has read it since the movement American Reads Bible,
mm-hmm.
the movement. And also he read the same paragraph in 2 Chronicles 7:11-22. And that's exactly, he read the passage. I think President Trump, he knows because his life has been spared by God multiple times. He knew that. So he called American people to rededicate this nation, one nation under God.
Amen.
We are a republic nation under God.
Yes.
And President Trump knows that. So I can feel he has more openly to talking about his faith,
yes.
publicly.
Mm-hmm.
That's his good thing, because we need this kind of leader to stand up, because he's the leader of this nation.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for
absolutely
sharing.
Well, I am thankful for what President Trump has done. Now, as you also know, there's the left that's criticizing him from reading the scripture, criticizing him saying he's not even a religious person yet reading the scripture. But I am thankful that he's been bold enough and brazen enough and has enough wisdom and strength to know that's what's needed in America. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu. WTRJ-FM, Orange Park. WAYL-FM, St. Augustine. WATY-FM, Folkston. WMUV-HD4, Brunswick. And W272-CQ,